Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. This is a production of Purpose Kingdom Network. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is the 871st episode. The telephone number to listen is 323-870-4174. And please press £1 to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type in www.blogtalkradio.com. That is www.blogtalkradio.com and type in Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. That is PERIPERAL space VISIONS space by space Antonia ANTONIA space BATTS. Select either live shows or title. And you can listen live to review previous shows at that address. Tonight's show is titled Murderers. Family, anyone, and friends who non-legitimately kill in the name of whatever for senseless reasons. Plus, climate change. Is our Earth doomed to early extinction because of selfish predators who don't care about its living beings? What are we doing about it? Again, good evening, everyone. Murderers. We will be with you in a moment, as we would like to ask if you can please respect the thought of our passing of our fellow host and head anchor, Darlene Lawrence. Darlene Lawrence, she was a host for a good while here at PKN, Perfect Kingdom Network. She has had made her contribution in a very enthusiastic manner, and she headed a news forum at one point, which consolidated the assistance of a lot of the other hosts besides myself. Unfortunately, with the passing of Darlene last month, she left behind three daughters, one son, and a few grandchildren. She was a very, very sentimental person about what she involved herself in when it came to the issue of people. She had worked with the unions here in Philadelphia and other places for several years. Matter of fact, for a few decades plus. Darlene was very adamant about trying to pursue things that have interested her on behalf of the public. And I myself can say I have gotten the opportunity to cherish the willingness to give of herself unselfishly as a friend. So with that being said, if you can please just consider the love that Darlene had for you, the public, and we ask if you would consider that the love will be extended to others who, like yourself, have not known of her passing. If you could please pass the word on and tell everyone of the love and the sentiment she had offered you all. And we cherish her and say God bless her. Thank you very much. So back to the program, I would like to ask you, would you believe that there are several television shows which specialize in the subject of murderers, mostly here in the United States? Well, obviously, they put the information out there for you all to understand that there are so many different issues surrounding those subjects and those people that they run rampant all over, really, the world. Well, individuals and small team members who definitely choose to murder, well, actually teams of murderers, like the multitudes of people that have operated in teams of two or more people, in other words, they definitely seem to have several issues and non-valid reasons that are not sensible, well, to us, the average persons. I'm really excited since it's the most heinous criminal act that usually come along with more serious sentencing in the criminal justice system, which is murder, especially if it was not an act of proven self-defense on the suspect's behalf. The various degrees of accusations that are placed upon these suspects who have done the murders, they are usually charged on different levels. Different levels meaning like first degree murder, second degree, third degree, involuntary manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter, that is. Involuntary is usually handled with consideration. Maybe there's a possibility of self-defense involved. But, you know, we're talking manslaughter, which means it's not intentional, but a degree of how things have occurred, senseless use of criminal intent. So many of them are crimes of passion, as it has been called, or some of those particular acts have been definitely intentional. So, with them being driven by maybe greed or anger, cheating, maybe drug-related, some of them are considered acts that come with combinations of premeditated rape or acts involved mental illness. Maybe there was an issue of being provocated. In other words, provoked to make them unfortunately feel it's necessary to act in that degree. But still, there are so many more reasons, including the pride of a person who does the murder. Maybe they have a curiosity to see the results of what murdering a person or persons would be. And there's so many more reasons. Some people say they were driven by hearing voices. Some of them will blame it on their religious convictions. Some, they may have hidden agendas like money involved through insurances or money that has been obviously missing, so they wanted to get rid of their competition. Many of them have actually met their other persons that they chose to work with, along with, in order to commit the murders. In other words, they don't do it single-handedly, and so on and so forth. unless it was proven to be self-defense, people have no mercy in the court of law to have a leg to stand on in order to say that they will get off on those charges. But for whatever the reason is, most likely there will be a police investigation, which will include several detectives and or NCIS examiners to uncover the clues of the suspect that will definitely be placed on the witness stand and definitely tried to be seen if they are guilty or not. And that does not only the cases are tried nationwide here in the United States, but the world a lot of times. It is amazing. I say it is definitely amazing how these investigative teams learn to track the assailants, the people who murder, and bring them to justice. So if someone has an issue of self-defense, so they say, it is said that it would be better to allow them, the police that is, to examine the justification and then go through the channels of seeing the justification. So if they're proven innocent until guilty, maybe these suspects might be considered that. It is definitely something to examine so that no one gets falsely actually accused of murder. But then again, when you talk about crimes, if they're found guilty, they definitely have to go through the system and punished as necessary. Not everybody is guaranteed the results they may expect, but honestly, there may be an answer to your self-defense, and if so, the court of law can definitely try you to find out if it's true or not, and let the crime fit the time. Well, let the time fit the crime. In other words, you may not get off as easy as you think. Unfortunately, as a gamble, someone can definitely defend themselves, but we're going to discuss this topic with hopefully the opportunity for the public to understand why they need to practice safety in their homes, in their travels, and just in any place, because you can be a victim who come across so many things that were so unexpected. Some people have accused the police, who have been accused of being murderers too, and in defense of some police, they have to be given a proper trial and consideration as well. Some have, yes, not many, but some have definitely been called accurately a murderer too, and that's why they need to possibly examine the psyche, the psychological makeup of some officers, because it may have been proven there's a bad track record that go along with them being officers. So, again, innocent until proven guilty, it does apply to anyone. It is bad for the public to be stereotyped, but that is the reason why we hope that a suspect can be given a fair trial. So, with knowing that, please do not think that some television shows haven't revealed criminal activities. And some have definitely had done some extensive research and shown the results of those criminal activities. So, we would definitely say some of the television shows that I'm familiar with that are definitely popular here in the United States have been recently and really in the past couple of decades addressed are, I'm going to mention them alphabetically, the ones I'm familiar with. One is ATL, Homicide, which is an abbreviation for Atlanta, as in Atlanta, Georgia, Homicide. There's been Dateline, Fatal Attraction, Forensic Files, For Your Man, True Crime Files, 2020, and many more shows, that is. Most of them will give you storylines that are reenacted and scripted in a timely timeline. The stories will discuss why individuals are gathered up as suspects, and they will tell you that the investigative team perform their duties by making sure that they trace any evidence, sometimes in a very intricate manner. You'd be surprised at the sophistication that's involved in the way the investigative team pursues the information. Or just the slightest detail, such as a button on a shirt that had came off during the scuffle of a suspect had, you know, victimized a person during the whole ordeal, during this occurrence. So after the details are gathered, the suspects will definitely be examined about, for example, where they have been found, their relationship to a possible victim, and the outcome would really surprise you. In many cases, the saddest part is when a family member, especially a blood family member, can actually do this to a family person for some of the most unobvious reasons. Some may do it because of their love for that particular victim, which they couldn't control. Some had done it because maybe they are involved in that victim's relationship when it may be someone else's companion. Some may feel as though that if there's any money to be gotten, it's for them to get it, no matter which way and how and why they do. Some have been actually accused of wanting to take the place of another person's life. No, there's so many unfortunate, unjustified reasons. You have to be realistic. This is the real world with unreal, unforeseen situations that could occur. And as a result, if you do feel as though that there is a chance that you know of anybody that's like that or will do anything, keep in mind, you may want to bring that to the attention of people that you are definitely in love with as a relative, but you want to protect them. And if they don't heed the warnings, then it's for you to act upon it in a way that's responsible by either reporting it to the police or to other persons you feel as though that you can get to before anything could occur. These type of programs, some people will call them weird, but you wouldn't find that they would give you second thoughts on how to protect yourselves, your family, and those you love, period. Someone in the community. You may even protect a stranger if you can see something in advance. So all of those shows, I can say, have been very odd at times, but I've learned to receive them as a learning tool. Speaking of murders, unfortunately, on a mass level, there have been too many that have occurred in just recently the past 2.5 decades, which are like 10 years plus each decade and more. But the important thing is to keep in mind that this has not been just something that has recently have occurred. It's just that there have not been times when it's been televised, thanks to the magic of television, as they call it. We can see that there may be signs, and of course television gives us an opportunity to track the behavior of some of these people. If not, the police hopefully can get hold of the opportunity to do so for you. Now, over in New Zealand, as of last week, there has been a mosque, a Muslim mosque, that have had a visitor who's 28 years old who came into the mosque being greeted as if it were a typical day, and with the misfortune of the patrons in there, men, women, children, this individual got an opportunity to gun down 50 people. Even if it were 5, it's just the opportunity for this foolish person in the name of an unfortunate white supremacy group that he pretty much had been identified with the assistance of 2 other suspects. He had an opportunity to pretty much follow through with all of this killing that he had created. It doesn't make any sense for anyone to have any hatred for anybody despite their religious groups. Well, that's been an untypical thing that has been going on for a while. And you can't imagine somebody in their 20s, like it has been noted here with a killing a few years ago of a 21-year-old who went into a church in southern United States, had done in the church when he was welcome to come in during a prayer group to take the lives of people or anyone. You cannot imagine them acting upon murderous intentions just because they had their own personal epiphany, and some of them with assistance. So when you see these things occur, you have to understand that this is a heinous act that's been driven by a negative force that they will never be able to walk away from if they manage to not get killed by the police. But something that people don't understand, it may have a sense of a mental illness application that may be necessary to pay attention to in the future. When you see somebody who apparently has an obsession with just guns in general, maybe it would be nice or wonderful for you as a person who cares to make sure that they do not get the opportunity to just take it upon themselves to take lives. Well, some people say, well, they're just gun collectors because they love the craft, or they just have personal opinions and they have the freedom of speech. The freedom of speech and the right to act upon it are 2 different major separate subject matters. So please keep in mind that it is not considered normal for anybody to be so obsessed with the thoughts of committing any type of crime for any type of reason, especially when it comes to murder. Murder is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, because just to imagine someone being able to take lives or a life and definitely not be justified, which it is in most cases. So I only brought that subject matter up, murderers, because you'd be surprised if you look around the corner as you sit amongst some people who are very troubled, some people who are very much capable of doing something. And it's not good to walk around and stereotype people and accuse them of something. But if something appears sort of obvious, it's good to sort of follow along with the channels that it will take to have the matter or that person to be looked at. So don't be around the areas of where these people can normally hang out, because you may be walking into a situation yourself. But do take it seriously. And don't be stereotypical of assuming you have the ability to justify why you should be suspecting them. But just take it seriously for the sake of saving lives. One of them may be yourself or one of your loved ones or your community. Now, when we get onto the subject of climate change, it is not a brand new trendy subject because we are all familiar with it, but it is a progressively challenging concern because the generations that will maintain our legacy and will continue life as we know it for themselves and for their generations, they will definitely fall prey to whatever climate change issues that can occur and that can really bring our wonderful planet Earth down. Now, for years, I have observed the honest attempts to clean up the environment, to protect, conserve our wonderful planet Earth. Here in the United States, we do it through the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, or the Environmental Protection Agency, and maybe other agencies like PETA, who protect the animals. And there are definitely others that I didn't get to announce. Unfortunately, there have been species and living organisms. That means anyone from us, or little microorganisms that we use to sustain life as we know it. There are definitely so many different types, and non-living types. Well, if you consider plants non-living, but they definitely are worthwhile being considered pertinent to our ability to maintain life through the food chain and other situations. But they're being destroyed by unnatural causes, including the destruction of the human race, of course, which is primary. After all, we are the ones who are responsible for making sure that this world is definitely maintained. Consider, for the sake of, let's say, the industrial development, which create megabucks across the planet, there is a need to extract nature's most precious gift to us, given by God Himself, which are the minerals of the earth. You know, the minerals like plutonium, uranium, fuel fossils like oil, gas, natural gas especially, and so many other things. So consider that there are some people who do not have the care and whatever, because maybe they feel as though there's a planet Mars. Well, of course, there are people who will not make it to the planet Mars and their generations. So why not act upon making sure the Earth is preserved right now? But of course, there are people who are only living for today, for whatever they can get out of it. Some people call it colloquial language, the bling-bling of today's world, living in high-end luxury. So they don't think about these things until they feel as though it may hit them. And so if you don't think about it for our tomorrows also, our earth will not be here to sustain all of what we left for our generations to come. But unfortunately, it will allow you to see how selfish some of the money-hungry corporations do not care about issues like the subject of fracking, F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G, which extract the earth's natural minerals by having wells, the wells that you dig with, to turn around and penetrate straight towards the core of the earth in some cases. There have been many groups that have protested that here in the United States. I came across one time, and they are definitely highly sentimental about appealing to politicians who may have visited places, for example, here in Philadelphia, like the planetarium, and when they happen to come through, speaking of the politicians, and they have definitely held up signs, put through an expression of concern, and I can say adamantly they are no joke. They are definitely not trying to have themselves ignored because they care about their humankind and their families. And the manufacturers who burn gases that go into the atmosphere over the earth, that has been an issue that has been ongoing for a very long time. And with that being said, unfortunately, it has been known that they left holes in the ozone layer, which is above the Earth's atmosphere and hemisphere, and God forbid if it go into the stratosphere. And that has unfortunately exposed many of us to many of the rays, the sun's rays. I believe they call them UVB, and they have been known to be linked with possible skin cancers because they have felt, people have felt the effect of the rays upon their skin, which is not typical. That hasn't been going on for, you know, let's say centuries. That has been going on, according to some reports, as a result of the burning of the hole in the atmosphere. You look up into the sun, of course, you know not to look at it directly if you can. And there have been massive clouds of smokes that, you know, are apparently present. Some, the effects are invisible rays. And definitely, with that being said, considered by observation, there have been scientists who verified how that has affected the atmosphere and the hemisphere. The, of course, the plants that you usually find that you would eat, and even the other forms of wildlife have been affected by those things as well. So let's talk about the waterways. They are considered a victim to, say, for example, several reports, even as recorded on different shows like CBS This Morning, Sunday Morning, and shows like that. The waterways, they are littered profoundly with plastic items and radiation liquids. You know, like, for example, you may have seen it in forms of green ooze, may have came from radiation, or just basically materials that have been disposed of. The plastic items, they have been known to infiltrate the bodies of some shrimps, for example, and God knows whatever else they consider in the form of fish that live in the sea or the rivers or streams, and some of us dying off of it. The plastic items, with them entering the bodies of these these living organisms, fish or shrimp or whatever other crustaceans there are available out there that we eat or may not eat, have been caught up into the form of the body to the point where it may have taken form, and unfortunately, imagine eating those items, not knowing about that. So, with that being said, with these items and these radiated liquids and oozing other types of liquids and gases, those contaminants have affected probably areas where you have lived and been used to fish at. And in the markets, well, we can't say specifically, but I'm quite sure they make sure that the FDA examine the food items to make sure they're capable of being devoured, being eaten by the rest of us. But I do have a question to ask. Considering, like, all of the money that is put into grants and taxes, we can say here in the United States, definitely they probably have been disseminated and put into materials and surveying scientists who are on staff that have provided a lot of information to our government and to the contributors who have given money and concern for this particular venture. Well, we have to ask, are there any rapid solutions to try to resolve these problems? Well, I will get on that in a moment, but in general, people are taught how to follow traditions, and they're taught how to celebrate events and holidays, how to take vacations, and etc. But where are the priorities of these people in caring about what you all have worked towards and your family members before you to make sure you and your children and your children's children and so on, what are they going to do about making sure, according to the surveys, they're going to make sure that there's a solution to these items? After all, those grants are being placed there just for fun. They're obviously being placed there to make sure we have a concern for the planet Earth. Well, it doesn't mean that you cannot enjoy life. You can, but do you teach your children a healthy respect for the earth? And I ask you that because a lot of people, they really don't know how to teach their children. So let's just give an example of one effort that's been made by, for example, the McDonald's, you know, the hamburger mogul. They have, say, for example, about 2.5 decades made an effort by, if I'm not mistaken, how they usually have a toy that come into the boxes of the Happy Meals. They had different items that you could collect that would create an environment on teaching the children how to deal with the earth's soil and conservation and the growing of plants. And it was a cute little toy, something that was safe. They list the ages, of course, where the children can use it. And if you don't put forth an effort for something that's very healthy for them, I will say I would like to take my hat off to McDonald's Corporation for that particular time that they used these devices to show, or these toys rather, to show that they have a concern for the planet Earth. So, to to continue. There have been a famous scientist who came up with a theory that the Earth will eventually dry up and disintegrate in a matter of thousands of years from now. Now, we're going to work on reversing that issue, I'm sure. We seem to manage to create materialistic, things for ourselves for self-gratification. Why cannot we investigate in a reverse production of products to recultivate the Earth, starting from its inner core? Let's just say, do something about the issue of fracking in a safe manner, especially. It seems like there is not enough science projects in grade school or a way to encourage the challenge that the kids could understand that it's part of their responsibility, too, to make sure that they are part of this whole challenge. Me, I have seen many projects on solar power, on electric battery-driven cars that are pretty much about to come about very soon. Hyundai happened to be one of them, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to start developing on a mass production electric cars, and, to my understanding, and abandoning the fossil fuel car production. There's also projects on agriculture, cultivation, also fuel made from different products like vegetables, soybeans, and so many other items that are surprising. But according to a report in response to a recent hurricane, Bernie Sanders, who is a United States politician, said something that obviously he came upon a discovery of, which is, it's a prediction in 12 years from now, we will not be able to reverse some situations, such as, for example, that hurricane incident, because, and it's unfortunate, that once it's got his wheels turning, so to speak, this is me talking, it's not going to be that easy to turn it around. So I ask you, why not try to take steps before it gets too close to that time frame to slow down and fix and stop so many of the infringements that have been caused often by manufacturing? So maybe for those who are living only for today and not for tomorrow too, they can take into consideration self-gratification. It's no sin in it. But even more important, make and hold the people who are recklessly disregarding money-driven projects and corporate development as a group of people we would like to have approach for the sake of preserving our fellow Earth. Speaking of that, I can pretty much say about a couple of weeks ago I addressed that in the public, and I'm quite sure with many other people who had shown a concern for those things have had people to really get the word out, and there have been national marches, could have been worldwide marches, who have definitely had children coming from grade schools, could be colleges as well, to march in Washington and various other places by the multi-thousands on behalf of those subjects alone. So I don't look for any accolades. I just look for the opportunity to ask if you could please pass that word along, because after all, if it weren't for the concern of the people who believe in planet Earth still, there's nothing wrong with space exploration, but consider that that will not be your final resting ground if you have to have to land in that particular predicament, or that won't be the opportunity for your generations to enjoy all of what we can. Let's show them how to be responsible. As a matter of fact, through their marches that have been recently televised, it shows you that definitely that they have a respect and a concern for something that should teach you as an adult the responsibility. So by all means, with that being said, we're going to ask for the call of salvation to come in, being introduced by Brother Rob, or we can say Pastor Toy Deli. If you can please pay attention to what they have to say in the name of God, we can all share some valuable information. So please, come in for us, Brother Rob, or Pastor Toy Deli, and introduce the call of salvation.
Yes, okay, no problem. Thanks so much, Sister Antonia. And real quickly, I'll go into the call of salvation, and I'll go ahead and do the announcements, and I'll turn the program back over into your hands. This is the Private
okay.
Purpose Kingdom Network. All right, and I'm just going to go ahead and do the call of salvation. Call of salvation is real simple. It's an introduction to Christ into your life. One of the best ways you can do is to open up your heart and open up the doors of communication with him, and just by admitting to him that you have turned everywhere and you tried everything, and now you're going to try him. And yes, you know, it seems like such a bold thing to do, but, you know, that is basically the nature of how we work sometimes. Sometimes we try each and everything, and instead of, you know, something that has always been there in our heart and something that we always had knowledge of, but just don't grasp it. So, yes, the best way to do it is open up and say, hey, God, you know, I've turned everywhere, and I'm choosing you. I'm choosing to understand, and I know that you sacrificed your son on the cross to die for my sins. And so I'm claiming my salvation. And it's pretty simple. And once you do that, you know, you can just tell someone, just let someone know that you accepted Christ in your life, that you turned over a new leaf, and that you accepted him in your life. And once you do that, you know, one thing that we suggest you do is find a Bible, believe in preaching sanctuary that makes you the word of Christ. And if you can't find that, you know, we're here almost every evening that we're able to broadcast here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Feel free to invite a friend and tell a family member about us. If you want to Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We're glad to honor that. Also, you can do so likewise on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you each and every morning that we're able to broadcast on anchor.com to listen to our morning walk. And once again, you can go to anchor.com where you can just go to Purpose Kingdom Network and you can hear our morning walk that we broadcast each and every morning that we're able to. We thank you for doing so. And if you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It, hosted by Pastor Toy Deli and Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And with that being said, Sister Antonia, I'm going to turn the program over back into your hands.
Thank you very much, Brother Rob. Before I go on, I just wanted to say that you are blessed out there to have a bevy of hosts who come on mostly in the evening. Of course, we normally come on approximately 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is an occasional show that may come on at 8 o'clock. Clock Eastern Standard Time, PM, of course. If you have any suspicion that we may have an occasional 8 o'clock PM program, by all means, just call in. And if we're not on air yet, then chances are there will be a 9 PM. This station, Perfect Kingdom Network, has been blessed to be able to make sure that the week doesn't end Monday through Friday only. We definitely have some Sunday shows, and they come on at 8:30 p.m. on some Sundays, definitely on a Saturday, and they always offer you some fulfilling information, the different co-hosts, and the prayers are phenomenal. Actually, if you want my opinion, just the talks are phenomenal. We have so many different hosts. I'm trying to play catch up myself with the different other hosts and that have been able to grace you with their presence and what the Lord has done through them for you. I'd hate to, you know, announce some names, but maybe I'll eventually be helped out with that after I name a few by the help of Brother Rob. For example, there's been Minister Maureen Lee and her husband, Reverend Lee, Charles Lee, if I'm not mistaken, and their wonderful daughter, Dominique, who improves as she goes on to represent young adult groups that I'm quite sure she had reached the hearts of. There's definitely Adrian Allen of a show called Cell Block D, if I'm not mistaken. And there's been just so many. And there's been Brother Adam. Brother Rob, help me with the other co-host names. I've caught them often when I'm capable of tuning in, which is often as I could. What are the other host names, please? Maybe I didn't get the opportunity. Go ahead, please.
Just help you out. If you want to hear any of our hosts or the lineup of hosts we have, go like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can just see our advertisements for the lineup we have, and we do have many. And we have over 16 hosts here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and it's pretty much a long list of the name. But, yes, you nailed some of them so far. And is that helpful there for you?
Oh, that's helpful. So he said that we are all on Facebook, and considering that, I just want to make sure that they're given their accolades, because I tell you, this past Friday evening, that was a chance for me to, I had the opportunity to be graced by just a person who preached, it appears, for a full 50-some-odd minutes, nonstop, and definitely made good sense of everything that was being said, along with others who have done the same as well. So with that being said, all I can say is you're missing a treat, and you can ask for no better a set of hosts when it comes to delivering God's word from the heart, because after all, we know who definitely is responsible for putting us all here on earth and giving us the free will to be kept safe, and have had a watchful eye placed over us when it comes to things like climate change, to be taken care of, to not fall victim to people who definitely have committed murders, for example. And with a God like that, that's just a couple of many millions of things that could go against us as human beings. I wanted to touch on the subject of human trafficking. God bless their hearts. We hear that they are still running rampant, those attempts. Some people have been suspicious of the attempts to, the president putting up a wall, and they're concerned about human traffickers who have brought a lot of those people from down in the Southern American countries. Over here in the United States, near the United States, they're concerned about making sure that they don't allow people to human traffic. Well, that may not exactly stop it, but let's see what their attempts are in trying to make sure that that does not continue to the degree it happens. And hopefully we could save everybody if we were capable. But when you hear babies and women and girls and even boys these days falling prey to human trafficking, and there have been some males who are of age who have fallen victim because of, they used to call it bullying when you were little, but this is an adult form of bullying. This is a way of robbing people of their human dignity, their ability to exist like human beings should. Supposedly this wall is to use, be used in order to have people, if they do enter the country, come in a dignified manner to go through the channels. But we know that this is not a fair world, so it will not be as smooth as it sounds. But with the intention of keeping out the criminal elements or slowing it down anyway, to my understanding, this is one of the purposes of the wall. How effective it'll be, we really don't know. But we look to see what the results of the attempts to build this will do. It's going to definitely shut in some innocent people who are down in those countries who will still fall prey to all that's going on that's negative. But, you know, we try to make an attempt to save the world. Can we? That'll be another question. With all of these indignities going on, in the name of human trafficking, we'd like to say there are boudoirs, unfortunately, to my understanding, that are harboring people from non-English-speaking countries like China here in the United States that are coming here by the masses that are still in effect, according to some reports that are televised. So with that being said, there are agencies, or agents rather, that are policing agents that are attempting to find out who these particular people are that are taking the advantage of poor, innocent people who have nowhere to go, who fall victim to that, coming from not only those particular countries we're talking about, but definitely from all types of countries. Even within their country, there are people who are human trafficking some of these individuals, who are enslaving some of these individuals, who are highly oppressing some of these individuals. It is good to live in a world of solitude and self-gratification if it'll help you to feel as though that you're going to make the best of your life. But once in a while, if you open up your hearts and your minds to the fact there are massive, major situations that are going on, and maybe extend a degree of help by maybe even contributions, hopefully, to the right entity that will help us all resolve all of this, we can show that we are humane. Some people do things without the need to get back any benefits from it. Some people do it with the intention of hoping that they can reach others in case they are not capable financially like the other people, to make an extension of themselves so that they can make sure these matters are addressed. Now, be careful. There will be people out there who would definitely hoodwink you and try to get you for whatever in the name of all of this. But if you can ask for some verification, if they call your homes saying that they are of this, that, and the other organization, learn how to tell them, I'd like to receive your brochure before making a contribution. And make them be held accountable so you can go to the Better Business Bureau or whatever agency, consumer protection or whatever, to make sure that they're not somebody who's just trying to take advantage of you when there are people who really need these benefits to be offered. So if you can definitely keep in mind avoiding murder by being safety conscious, not paranoid, and climate control by being conscientious and letting your politicians know that you do have a concern, by all means, maybe plant a flower or a bed of flowers somewhere. Make that a project for this upcoming spring, which is right around the corner. And Earth Day is April 20-something. I'll keep you abreast of that next month. By all means, do something in the name of conservation. Spread the word and let that be something that is a God-sent thing that to let you know that he's going to make everything available to you out of his love for you to continue to flourish. And everyone have a blessed month. I will see you the third Sunday in every month, 9 p.m. Good night.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.